Hey, what's up, guys? It's Bill Baker.
Hey, what's up? It's Jessica.
And thank you guys so much for coming and listening to us right here on our podcast.
Be sure to check us out Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on Power 101.7.
Tons of news and entertainment, prank phone calls, win huge prizes, question of the day with relationships, and so much more.
And don't forget to subscribe to our channel and get notifications when we upload new content.
Now let's check out another new segment on our podcast.
Josh Chamberlain in studio, class of 99, Stephen Decatur, Go Green OC.
Hey, you said the year again.
I did.
That's
twice.
But it's, hey, that's a good, that's the year, man.
We
that's
represent. It.
We do. We really do
we
represent.
We really represent.
I know that. Do you ever?
You have anger issues. You don't like to be told to calm down. Yeah. I'm taking notes here, fellas. I am taking notes.
All right. Don't write a book.
Do you you keep up with anybody from the Decatur?
No, not really.
Probably. He doesn't either. Yeah.
you might see me on the street, but hey,
yeah.
How you doing? See you later.
It's the exact same.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Oh my
I moved to LA. And I lost connection with everybody.
Yeah.
I really did.
Oh, well, you got social media.
Yes. Now we have social media. It wasn't big back then.
I know.
But now it's good.
You know what we always talk about? You remember Gary Johnson?
Yes.
Yeah, he was a little bit younger than us, but he's like, him and I were like real close. You know that.
Uh-huh.
So we always talk about, you know, could you imagine, like, back then we had Channel 19, which for people who don't know, I've talked about it many times, but it was the Stephen Decatur, it was cable access. Mm-hmm. It wasn't just a school channel. It was on cable. Mm-hmm. So you could get it in Ocean City, Berlin, Fenwick, like the local cable. And, You know, we came back. Did you ever take it over in the summertime? Did you ever come back and do anything?
Yeah. And somebody put some stuff out on the channel that wasn't supposed to be on there.
Of course. Like,
it was really easy.
Of course.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I remember some things.
Yeah. Well, we always talk about, could you imagine, like, back then, if we had the social media like we have now, if we had YouTube
we would be millionaires.
What we did back then, and we would just put it on social media, it would be crazy.
We created content using VHS tapes.
Yeah.
Linear editing, which means you cannot, once you make a mistake in the front, you got to do
the whole thing
again.
Yeah.
And it was crazy what we did. We were out with VHS cameras in a boat doing a fishing show.
Yeah.
And we only had 60 minutes of footage, and we had to get the entire segment. I remember doing stuff like that. And we made it work.
But we were having the time of our lives.
Oh my, it was the best time of my life.
Yes. Yeah. Crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
We were talking about Go Green OC again. You have your event. Congratulations on the success.
Thank you.
Tell us about the event one more time if people want more information.
May 23rd, which is next Friday at 1 p.m. It's only an hour long. I know it's a Friday. We're celebrating in front of the convention center with all the Ocean City people, with all the volunteers, the restaurants, to celebrate 1 million pounds of food waste diverted since the life of the program, the largest compost program on the eastern shore of Maryland.
That's incredible.
Wow. Yeah. Man, that's great. And now you have the town support.
Yes, absolutely.
Man, that's great.
Town support, we're hand in hand, and we're moving forward and doing bigger and better things, especially with the convention center. They've really turned things around. Compostable products. We're going to be start certifying zero waste events, which means when your event comes to the convention center, you hit a checklist that we provide and approve, and your event gets certified as zero waste. So you're saying to the city, you're saying to our community, I'm going to do better coming to your town, and we appreciate that.
Wow, that's
nice.
Great.
Yeah.
Are you also looking for more businesses to, you know, get involved?
Yeah, so we have 20 restaurants and hotel and a flower shop involved with us now. But, you know, if your restaurant in Ocean City, Maryland, on the island, wants to participate with us, just reach out to us. We can accept about 5 or 6 more. It looks like we're going to bring on the Residence Inn, which is our second hotel, Bravo.
Okay.
And then it's free. The whole entire program is free.
Mm-hmm.
You just have, we provide the cans. We do pickups twice a week. Our volunteers handle everything. And you turn your food waste into beautiful, healthy compost that our community uses in their gardens and things like mm-hmm. that.
Well, I mean, just for people who don't understand like what you're saying.
Yes.
So, you know, just... So if a business wants to get involved, they want to do more for the environment, they want to go green, as you say, What do they have to do? Let's just say I own, you know, and I appreciate it. You brought us some gifts from a local coffee shop.
Yes.
Let's say I'm the owner of a coffee shop.
Yes.
And I want to get involved in, you know, Go Green OC. What do I have to do, you know, like once we get going?
It's super simple. So we provide you a poster. It's in 10 different languages and it also has videos on it. So you don't even have to really train your staff. They just have to watch our video. Then we provide you with something called a Slim Jim, which is a skinny trash can. And instead of scraping your food waste into the trash, you're going to turn your body to the left and you're going to scrape it in the compost bin.
In the compost bin.
That is it, people. And it is not hard. And you take that that bag of compost, you put it in our can and we pick it up twice a week.
And that's it.
And that is it.
Wow.
You don't do anything else. And you get publicity, you get free. So we're launching a huge social media campaign this summer. And you get shout outs and you get recognized as a restaurant who wants to do better. And we support you guys that do that. Mm-hmm. So it is a win-win for you. And I know I've worked in the restaurant business. I know how hard it is to do an extra step. So we appreciate you guys taking the extra step for us.
No, that's great. That's great, man. Let's talk about the book.
Yes.
I saw that you wrote a book. You say off the air you're not an author, but you are now.
I guess so.
Yeah.
It's a skinny book.
Yeah. No way. Talk to us about it.
So, you know, a month ago, my son came to me and he said, I lay with my boys every night, 10 minutes. And we talk about life, we talk about YouTube, whatever else they have in their mind. I give them that time. And my oldest said to me, he said, "Dad, you know, you're the best dad in the world. I love you so much, I can't even say it." And he said, "You're the best part of my day." And he really broke me down. And I was so inspired by that moment. I did what everyone does, of course, they posted on the internet. So I posted on Reddit, and it was a guy's dad's forum, and I just went to bed and I woke up the next morning and the post went super viral. I had 2.9 million views in the morning with 20,000 plus upvotes and thousands of comments from dads, and they were like, "You're so inspiring, like you want me to be, I should be a better father, like I wish I had a dad like you." And just I spent 4 hours like reading all these messages and comments.
Gosh.
And even things from the UK, I had people reaching out to me, podcasts, TV shows, and the post hit almost 6 million views. And I sat down that day and I wrote a book and I just like poured everything into it. And it was so therapeutic. And I really broke down as a father post-divorce, like how to connect with your kids again, because through the separation and everything, I kind of lost myself a little bit and had a hard time connecting with my two boys. And now, like, we hold hands and we talk about life and we dance in the living room and we just, it is a spiritual awakening, I would say. So I've written 3 books and I'm going to do 5 total. And I hope to write one with my ex as co-parenting because we do it so fantastic. And she's a great human being. Bill, you know who she is.
Yeah.
She's a wonderful person.
Another graduate of
another
Decatur.
Another
99. Yeah.
And I was just so inspired. I published it on Amazon and you can find it. It's called Still Dad. And it does really well. So.
Wow.
That's great.
Man, again, if people want to look up the book, what's the title?
It's called Still Dad, How to Reconnect with Your Kids After Divorce.
Wow.
And it's a short 20-minute read, but it's just my story of how I turned things around and really connected with my two boys on a level that I've never done before. And I'm really proud of that.
And you know? How old are they again?
They're 13 and 10.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's crazy. You know, you were it just hit me. You said that, you know, you lay with them and you talk to them, you know, at night or whatever. Enjoy that time.
Enjoy it, man.
Because it goes fast.
Every second.
All they want, really, is just for you to be present.
Yeah.
That's it. You don't have to buy them the $18,000 trip to around the world and flood them with gifts. Like, they just want you to be present. And there, you know, and that's such a special thing because I know in like 5 years, like he's going to move on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I love every moment with my two boys. Mm-hmm. They're great. And Go Green OC is like, you know, I show them that. And part of the reason I did that was for them. You know, everything I do in life is for them. And I hope one day they read the book and they understand like where I came from and the struggles that I've had and how I just came out on top for sure.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes.
Man.
Hey.
There you go.
Hey.
Round of applause.
Yes, absolutely. Man, you know, it's really just, I mean, the time you've been here, it has been inspiring, man. Yeah. I appreciate, you know, you reaching out.
Thank you so much.
You know,
appreciate
it,
man.
Yeah,
we're definitely randomly connected again. And, you know, I hope to inspire, like, if you're out there right now and you're going through some stuff, know that there is hope and, like, light on the other side, mm-hmm. for sure. Just if you have the idea to do a coffee shop or start a new business, dude, just go for it.
Just do it.
If you start a nonprofit and help people, like, don't care about what other people think. Like, I got a couple blowbacks on the book. Like, oh, why are you putting that stuff out there? Like, I don't care what you think. Mm-hmm. I'm me, and I'm going to keep going. So,
a round of applause. On that.
Hey, I got like four rounds of applause.
Saying it again for the people in the back.
Wow,
Justin,
that's awesome.
You got the energy today.
Well, look, Josh, it's been great seeing you.
Hey,
kind of reconnected again.
Appreciate you.
You know, definitely, hopefully, this isn't the last time you come in.
I hope not.
When you get ready for, you know, the next book, or when you have something else going on, you know, hit me back, and now we can make this more of like a regular.
Oh, yes. All right, I'll bring some snacks.
Regular thing. Yeah, what did you bring today?
I brought from my hometown, Berlin. I got Second Wave. I brought some cinnamon things and blueberry muffins.
Nice. I like it. Here, I'll let Jess go through and disperse.
Yes.
She's better at
make
that.
Make sure you share, Jess. Don't be stealing more.
Yes. No, but thank you so much, man, for coming in.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate
thank you, everybody, for listening. And you can always reach out to Go Green OC and me, and I'm happy to help in any way I can, for sure.
Nice. Yes, Josh Chamberlain live in studio. It's 9:05. It's a Bill and Jessica show.
Power 101.7.